the Evening Business School. To the students of evening courses organized by the Enterprise in 1924, I consider business courses much more useful than the business colleges. The educational system of secondary schools and universities is not suitable for business and industrial schooling. People in business and industry must be, above all, very resourceful, a quality no school can teach you. The task of the schools is to teach everything people in the past invented. However, all the arts and sciences from the past do not suffice to manage a business or a factory. In order to fulfill his task to create economic values, the businessman or industrialist must be resourceful and observant, and particularly good at assessing the future. Only life can teach us the art of observation and resourcefulness. School neither teaches nor enhances those qualities, rather it suppresses them. These qualities must be acquired already in the earliest youth, when the human mind is still pliable and capable of further development. A young man who does not engage in any lucrative activity and is till his majority supported by his parents and fully occupied by study what others before him invented, be it in science or technology, will be disadvantaged in business ventures in comparison with those who started to work at the age of 14 or 15 and only later added the necessary theory to their practical knowledge. But even this school cannot teach its students resourcefulness. They will have to learn it in the daily practice supplemented by lectures of experienced specialists. Our enterprise took the initiative to establish this school in order to help commercial students to supplement their practice education with theoretical knowledge. We hope that the students at this school will make us proud of the methods of teaching used here and their results, and that their achievements in life and their service to the public will prove that I was right when I praised the usefulness of this school.